I'm Kristen Pleasanton, Deputy Director of the Delaware Division of the Arts, and your host for today. With me in the studio is Katie West, Program Officer in charge of communications at the Delaware Division of the Arts. Welcome to Delaware State of the Arts, Katie.
Thanks, Kristen. It's good to be here.
Katie is the newest Division of the Arts staff member, and she has an impressive background of professional experience in the arts. And so I thought it would be nice if you talked a moment about your background and experience before you joined the division.
Sure. For the past 17 years, I was developing and then managing the Pennsylvania Performing Arts on Tour program for Mid-Atlantic Arts Foundation. This is a program that supported touring by Pennsylvania professional performing artists, and we did that through grants, professional development, and networking opportunities. Prior to that, I managed a grants program for the Illinois Arts Council, the state agency in Illinois, and prior to that, worked in communications for a small cutting-edge dance theater presenter in Chicago. I have a background in dance and dance writing also and dance teaching, and I still occasionally teach a dance class here and there.
Oh, that's great. It's always fun to have some personal involvement in some kind of artistic discipline, I think.
Absolutely.
You came to the division, I believe, last May, so you've had about 7 months or so to kind of get your feet wet into the activities of the division. And I think the division, most people know us as a granting organization. We give funds to artists, arts organizations, and arts programmers throughout the state. But another big thing we're involved in is marketing the arts. And I know that's a large part of your job. And can you talk a bit about the scope of your responsibilities at the division?
Sure. I wear quite a few different hats, as do all of us at the division. As you mentioned, I am a grantee liaison for some of our grantee organizations, about 20 different organizations. I'm also the primary liaison for all of the organizations in Delaware that present performing arts, touring performing artists, and we bring those groups together for meetings and communicate separately with them. On the communications front, I handle all of the social media, the news releases, media relations. I put together the Arts E-News, which is a monthly e-news publication. Uh-huh. And I also handle Delaware Scene, our separate arts calendar, online arts calendar, and the What's On mobile app.
Great. Now, that is a lot of activity going on and getting the word out to people about what's happening in Delaware in the arts, and also what our organizations and artists are offering. So it's exciting, I think. And I think some of the things that we've been doing really do get that word out, and it's so important. So could we talk first about our online calendar, DelawareScene.com?
Absolutely. DelawareScene.com is a statewide arts and culture calendar. It is the only statewide arts and culture calendar in Delaware. And it's a great place for people to go to find out what's happening in the arts all over the state. We have dance, music, theater, literature, kids events, film, lots of free events. The calendar can be searched in a number of different ways, which makes it real easy to use. You can browse by different categories like those I just mentioned. You could look for kids and family-friendly events or free events or dance or theater events. You can also search by different keywords, like a venue's name, like you could search for the Schwartz Center events, or you could search by an artist's name. If you heard that someone was coming to town and you weren't sure where it was, you could look up that artist's name. You can browse by date as well. So
that's
there's
great.
A calendar, mm-hmm. and you can pick a date or a date range and see what's happening during that time. And you can also look at the different regions of the state. We have it broken down to northern, central, and southern Delaware. So you can either just browse through what's happening in those regions or search for specific events within those regions.
Great. I like the fact that if I'm looking for a visual art event, I can just pop visual arts into the search and they will all pop up. So I think it's really useful that way. Also, since I have children, I oftentimes go to the family and kid events section. And it's always so impressive and almost surprising how many events are listed when I put in a search. And I know you are sort of the clearinghouse for all the events that get posted onto DelawareScene.com. What do you feel when you see things coming in? What's your reaction?
Well, I am just overwhelmed by the wealth of activities that are happening across the state. There's so much going on, you know, from your more traditional dance, music, theater to the First State Heritage Park and, you know, cultural offerings like that. There's such a wide variety and really so much out there happening.
Yeah, I think you're so right. When I hear someone just in a conversation saying, there's just nothing to do or I can't find anything to do, I think to myself, I don't think they've ever been to DelawareScene.com. And I really do promote that to people because it's just one-stop shopping for really fun events and also, you know, cultural events and artistic events that you might not have heard about elsewhere. But it's just such a great source for these kinds of things.
Yes, and you can also sign up to get a newsletter every 2 weeks. It's called Delaware Scene Stealers, and that gives you just highlights of what's happening throughout the state. We usually list about 12 to 15 events for each newsletter and try to pick a variety of locations in the state, a variety of types of activities, a variety of artistic disciplines. So if you go to the DelawareScene.com website, there's an icon you can click on to sign up for that newsletter as well.
And that's called Delaware Scene Stealers?
Yes.
And how does someone go about posting an event to DelawareScene.com?
Well, on the homepage and on every page of DelawareScene.com, at the very bottom, where there's a row of menu items, one of the items says Submit an Event. And you click on Submit an Event. That brings you to a page that has complete instructions on what you need to do to submit an event. The first thing you do need to do is, if you've never submitted before, you may need to create what we call an organizational profile. It's basically a description of your organization with location and contact information. And then once you have the organizational profile created, then you can submit as many events as you want, and you don't have to retype all the organizational information.
Okay.
So you would there's a form that we provide you to fill in telling us about your event. You can submit photos both for your organization and for each individual event, photos or images, to post with your description. And what happens when you submit an event is it comes to me in email format. I look at it, approve it, and upload the information. We do reserve the right to edit the listings, but generally it's pretty minor editing.
Great. And what if you put in a series of events and there are some that end? Do you have to go back in and take the events out yourself, or what happens then?
No, all of the events are have dates included, and as soon as the date of your event passes, that event automatically drops out of the calendar.
Oh, great.
Your organization listing will remain, but the event itself will disappear.
Wonderful. And what kinds of organizations or individuals can post an event?
Any organization or individual who is hosting or producing an arts or culture event. We don't include things like restaurants or events that are not, do not include any aspect of arts and culture. But fundraising events are fine as long as there's an arts aspect to it.
Oh, great. Okay.
And then you don't have to be a nonprofit. It can be for profit, pretty much any type of, or an individual who's hosting something.
Wonderful. Well, that really does make the site very comprehensive to allow, you know, anyone who's producing something to have a chance to be in there. There is something new, too, associated with DelawareScene.com that people with, especially with their mobile phones, can access. And do you want to talk about what that is?
Sure. We launched this past summer our first mobile app. It's called What's On, and it is available both through the Apple Store and the Google Play Store. And the information from Delaware Scene feeds directly into the What's On mobile app so that pretty much everything that's in Delaware Scene you can have at your fingertips with this mobile app on your phone or iPad or tablet. And it's a really clean, simple interface that allows you to see what's happening nearby where you are and or anywhere in the state. And it looks out about 7 days into the future.
Oh, okay.
So it doesn't go as far out as Delaware Scene. It's more just what's happening in the next week.
Okay. Well, let me take a moment. We'll get back to a little bit more about the What's On app. But I just want to take a minute to remind our listeners that you're tuned into News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV for Delaware State of the Arts. Today, I'm talking with Katie West, in charge of communications at the Delaware Division of the Arts. So, Katie, let's get back to a little more of the details about the What's On app. You said that it is a free service?
Yes, it's a free app that you can download from both stores, online, the Google Play Store and the Apple Store. And what you see is there's a couple of different ways to find information. There's a map that will show pins on the map where different events are happening. And if you click on those pins, they will open up and show you the details of the event.
Oh.
There's also a list of upcoming events that you can just scroll through. And you can also search by location or by the event name if you know what that is.
Okay, so for instance, I am walking down in the town of Newark, and I'm thinking, I know there's some arts activities, there's some arts things I could enjoy while I'm here. I pull out my phone, and I get on the What's On app, and I am able to see things right there close to me.
Exactly. Yes. The app has the GPS function, so it knows where you are.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
So how long has the DelawareScene.com website been active, and what encouraged us to get that started?
Well, it was launched in 2008. Delaware Scene that we produced a printed calendar.
Okay.
Called first there was the Art Line and then Art Guide, I believe. This is before my time. And the problem with the printed calendars is they always end up getting out of date by the time you get them printed.
Right, right.
And then also they're very costly to print and distribute. And with the changing technology, we decided to go with an online calendar. And we had also heard from the arts community that they really did want a central depository for all of the events that were happening. And so we felt that was an important function of the Division of the Arts. And so we created Delaware Scene. And last year, the site was also revamped, and we got a new look, refreshed look to the site, and it was also made mobile friendly at that point. So if you want to go on the website from your mobile device. You can also do that.
Oh, great.
And it's formatted so that it can be seen easily on a mobile device. The What's On app, developed through a partnership with the Government Information Center, otherwise known as GIC, and they had actually created an app for farm stands, farmers markets, and that was similar to the What's On app. They came to us and said, you know, we think this is a good fit, and we'd love to work with you to create this app for arts and cultural events. And we said, yes, let's do that.
Can't say no to something like
Absolutely. And so it took a couple of years, I think, to really work out all the bugs in the app and get it approved for the Apple Store mainly and also Google Play. But we launched it this past summer.
Great. And so if I put an event on DelawareSeton.com, and then people can also access it from the What's On app, how many hits or users coming to the site might see something like that?
We have had, in the history of DelawareSeton.com, we've had about 245,000 unique visitors to the site and close to 1 million page views. We average about 40,000 unique visitors per year and about 140,000 page views per year.
Wow. I mean, I think it's a free service, so why wouldn't someone want to post something and get that kind of exposure?
That's right. That's right. We also offer advertising on the site only for arts and culture organizations, so we don't accept ads from anything other than arts and culture. But the rates are really reasonable. You get the banner ad, and there's information on the site about that as well.
Excellent. Let's talk a little bit about some of the social media that the division is involved with, and I know you also coordinate all of that.
Yes, I do. Most of it. Like most organizations these days, we have a Facebook account, a Twitter account, we have a YouTube account, and we have a Flickr account. We use social media to communicate with artists, arts organizations, and the general public in Delaware mainly, but also beyond. Some of the items that we include on our Facebook posts and Twitter posts include things like the division's grant deadlines, division produced events like the Governor's Awards or the upcoming Poetry Out Loud competition, the Arts Summit, which will be coming up in the fall. We also advertise opportunities for artists and arts organizations, such as grant opportunities, residencies, professional development and workshops. We share national and regional research in the arts on the site and also just general arts news. And then sometimes we will also share information from grantee organizations. If they have won awards, we'll share that good news with the field and highlight Delaware artists that are getting recognition, such as our fellowship winners and others who get national or regional recognition. The Facebook page is called Delaware Division of the Arts, or you can search for Arts Delaware as well.
Okay.
Twitter, our handle is at Arts Delaware. And then we have a YouTube account.
Oh, yes.
With videos. And our channel name is Delaware Arts. We have a number of different series on the YouTube channel. We have a Meet the Artist series where it's a monthly series of interviews, mainly with artists who are represented in our mezzanine gallery. And we go to their studio when possible or some other location and have a short interview to learn a little bit more about them. We also have videos posted for each of our Governor's Awards for the Arts winners, and several video series about arts education in the state of Delaware. And then we also have some videos from various workshops and events that have happened, such as past art summits, the Governor's Awards for the Arts. There was a presentation called Delaware Arts Means Business, and we have a number of videos from that. So all those videos are available on our YouTube channel.
And they just sort of, they sit there, so someone can, they're not going to go away anytime soon. So
right.
You can just constantly just kind of go back and watch one here and there if you'd like.
Correct, absolutely. We also have a Flickr page for photos, and we include an album in the Flickr page for each of our mezzanine gallery shows with photos of the artwork. We also have albums for various events that we've produced, like the Cape Henlopen Writers Retreat or our annual Fellowships Awards and Reception event at the Biggs Museum. The upcoming State Employees Art Exhibition at Delaware State University will have a couple of albums in there, as the past state employees exhibits have had. And again, the photos are there for anyone to peruse.
Great. And I know there is one more thing that we use as a vehicle to let people know, and that's our Art E-News. And that is a digital newsletter for the Delaware Division of the Arts. You can find all these things on our website as well. And I just want to, Katie, thank you so much for joining us here today. It was a pleasure having you.
Thank you so much, Kristen.